So continuing in this posture of wakefulness, a physical posture that is both rooted and upright. Or if you're lying down, then grounded to the floor beneath you. And sensing into the body, feeling the body from within the body. We can sense into the physical body and also the breath as its own body, the body of the breath. Perhaps feeling the breath of the body from the moment of inhalation all the way through the last of the exhalation. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. When breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. And whenever you notice that the attention has wandered, this is actually a magical moment, a moment of mindfulness. And we can return this process of returning again and again and again. This is the heart of our meditation practice. Letting the practice be steady, patient, a light touch. And the Buddha also advised us to be ardent and diligent, this gentle commitment to return again and again. Using the breath or the body as the subject of our meditation, allowing the mind to gather, to be collected, the body to be relaxed and calm. It's very simple, just feeling the breath moving through the body. Nowhere you have to go, nothing you have to do, nothing to get rid of, no one you have to be, just this simple breath. just to be alive is enough. And we can connect with the aliveness of the body by lightly resting the attention on the breath as it moves in and out of the body. There are places of strong emotion or strong sensation, inviting them into the practice. Maybe some sense of breathing with, breathing through the breath as a salve, the breath as an inner massage, calming, relaxing, softening. Nourishing. We can continue with this through line of practice, inviting the mind to be gathered, settled, collected, malleable, responsive. And the simple movement to come back again and again and again reinforces this quality of mind. Like any kind of training requires repetition, consistency. Patience. And then as we arrive more and more into the body, into this moment's experience some modicum of being settled, grounded, We can expand the practice to include more energy of investigation, interest, curiosity. Sometimes I like to do an inventory, just noticing what it's like in the body. Connecting with whatever sensations are most prominent. Only sensing and making contact with all the sensations and energies that might be moving in this physical body. Welcoming whatever's present, as the teacher it can be. All of it beckoning for us to awaken. Maybe also connecting with a sense of whatever experience is there, being pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Perhaps even noticing how you might be reacting to pleasant or unpleasant. Be a leaning forward, literally or figuratively, towards pleasant experience. Sometimes a bracing or leaning back when the experience is negative or unpleasant. Noticing what emotions might be present, connecting with this emotional energy in the body. And again, noticing the feeling tone. Pleasant or unpleasant, or neither. Maybe there can be some touching in or sensing as to the quality of the thinking mind. Sometimes the thinking mind is very busy. Sometimes it's more quiet. Particular kinds of thoughts happening, planning, worrying, remembering. Without any judgment. Just taking an inventory, connecting with the truth of this moment. Maybe there can be some sense of the underlying attitude of mind, the mood of the mind, the quality of mind that's coloring everything that you're perceiving. Mind can be joyful, the mind can be desirous, Mine can be grumpy. And you can stay with this through line of awareness of the body breathing. Body breathing in, body breathing out. Just that. And the moment that you notice that the awareness has wandered from the breath is a great place to investigate, sensing into whatever it was that pulled you away. Also, an ideal time to notice the presence or absence of the hindrances. So checking in, is desire present? And if it's present, connecting with that in the body, where does desire reside? What does it feel like? How is the energy moving? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Neutral. And if desire is absent, we can savor the goodness of even for this moment being free from desire. When that investigation feels complete, or when the attention has wandered again, returning to this visceral, tactile experience of the body breathing. You can check in and notice, is there any aversion or ill will present? Connecting with the felt sense of aversion in the body. maybe even trying to imagine a kind of spaciousness, a large container to hold this energy and allow it to move and shift and metabolize. And if there is no aversion or ill will, again, you can feel the joy and goodness of being free from ill will, even for this moment. And returning when you're ready to the through line of the meditation, keeping the mind on the object of meditation, balancing our light touch with some resolve. And sensing in if there's sloth and torpor present, feeling of physical tiredness, sleepiness, or a fogginess in the mind, heaviness in the mind. And if it's present, you might invite some skillful means, be standing up, a little standing up or sitting more erectly, sitting on the edge of your chair if you're in a chair, taking in a few deep breaths to enliven the body, or opening the eyes. Eyes cast downward, but just letting in some light. Or just being with this sense of tiredness, connecting with the felt sense of physical fatigue in the body, or connecting with the feeling of fogginess in the mind. The pleasantness or unpleasantness of it. If sloth and torpor is absent, savor that feeling of aliveness, of wakefulness. And then again, resting the awareness on the feeling of the breath moving through the body. Letting the body breathe itself. noticing whether restlessness and worry is present or absent. And again, connecting with the experience of restlessness as a felt sense in the body. Maybe some areas of vibration, fluttering, or tension or tightness. Noticing pleasant or unpleasant. Restlessness is usually unpleasant, and we can zero in on where is the unpleasantness. Sometimes I experience the unpleasantness in a different part of the body as the restless energy. Again, if restlessness is present, we can invite some skillful means, perhaps taking a longer exhale, feeling into the earth supporting you, the weight of the body and your posture. And if you are free from restlessness, savor that feeling. And then when it feels right, returning to the feeling of the breath moving through the body. Again, gathering, steadying. Checking in to see if there's any doubt present. Doubt is slippery and elusive. I can often notice doubt when there's a struggle and the story in the mind is, this is too hard, I can't do it, this isn't working. Why did I come here? touching in with the intention that brought you here, the wisdom and certainty that led you to make so much effort. Or borrow the faith of someone in the room or someone on this podium. Might also connect with the felt sense of doubt, if there is one in the body. Be a sense of being untethered or floating or lost. Bringing a sense of kindness to this experience. A gentle attitude of, it's okay. It's okay. I'd also notice if doubt is absent. Now this gives energy to our practice. And then in your own time, returning to this ground of body breathing, our home base, our anchor, our refuge. And as we're able to bring more continuity of awareness, more steadiness to the awareness of the breath, we can see that the breath is constantly changing. Arising and passing away. Arising and passing away. Breath comes in, breath goes out. And as we investigate these other phenomena of sensations in the body, thoughts in the mind, emotions, hindrances, see that they too are always coming and going, always in flux. Thoughts arise, thoughts disappear. One thought morphs into the next. This constant change can be a relief when we're struggling, when things are hard. We only have to tolerate it for this moment, and then the next. And each moment has unknown, infinite potential. Although we might know that things are always changing on an intellectual level, when we really feel this deeply in our experience, understand the impermanent, ever-changing nature of experience, there is a freedom that can arise. Nothing to hang on to, nothing to get stuck in. It's always changing. And then as our practice gains momentum, there can be a sense of a shift from I'm practicing Dharma, to almost a feeling as Dharma is practicing me. We turn ourselves over to the flow of experience. We don't have to fix anything or solve our problems or figure out the source of our desires or our aversions. And there's a deeper intelligence that does that for us. Returning again and again to this beautiful, strange thing that we call the breath. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Everything else can rest to the side or to the background. And in a moment, I'll ring the bell only to signify the shift in frame. And you can see if you can maintain this posture of wakeful attentiveness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.